Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
We have the lovely, absolutely gorgeous people they call Songbox Band, known as Rob Abbott Songbox Band. He only gave me a mocha. I think he slipped a whiskey in there somewhere. Rob and Filler here from Songbox Band. How are you, folks?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Yeah, it's really good. My coffee just sent me to sleep.
What are we like?
I've just put my guitar down. Yeah, so what was the question? What are we... How are we? Yeah.
I don't know. I think I... I moved house today,
and I think that's just really taken all my...
Now, listen, mentioned that.
I've left a little bit of energy. Go on.
What on earth? You look the calmest and coolest of cucumbers who's just moved house. How does that work? How do you look so cool and calm?
My eyes are propped open with matchsticks.
Have you had to move very, very far?
Heading towards New Haven.
That is a long way. I don't know which direction you're heading. Is this just a sort of psychological thing? You're heading towards New Haven. Yes. Or is it a physical thing?
I had to go due east.
Did you? Yes. Yes, I felt a bit of due east.
Due east. Yes. And, yes, within radius, obviously.
It's funny you should say that, because I was feeling a bit dewy earlier when we walked in here. So, you know what I mean? It's that little bit oof, isn't it? A little bit ah.
I think it is.
Yes, thank you. So we've got Rob and Phil here, who have been, well, they've been all over the place. You've been on some very big shows. You've been on the John Keenan Show. Which is an absolute delight, because he is good. He is good. I do apologise.
Are you rivals?
No, God, no. Absolutely not. No, there's no such rivalry at Reverb. How could there be? How could there be? We never see each other. No, he's a very good show, and I love him.
Hello, you're telling me off for going on there.
Are you joking? You did not. I haven't even said any words. So did that go smoothly? Because, you know...
I thought John was great, actually.
Yeah, and his producers are nice as well, aren't they? They're better than this lot.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, the way he does have a bad... He needs a lot of people. That's the thing. That's how it works. We do share the same technician, so apologise for the cracks in the back of the trousers. They were watching the cricket, were they? And there's no VAR in that. What's the VAR in that, Andy in Canterbury? It's called something. Is it the third umpire?
Umpire.
Yeah, you said that with an umpire. Yes, there is. What's been going on in the world of Songbox Band? Because Phil walked in, unannounced, of course, as is his wont, and he said, you haven't been here for 6 years?
What year is that? 2018. Anything before the pandemic seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It was pre-pan, that's right, pre-pan. That's been the history books, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, and I can't even remember why we came in, but at last...
I think you were probably invited. I don't know.
We've recorded something at last, and that's, I suppose that's the big story for us. Well, I was just going to say, yeah, so, and in fact, can I give a little story of how the...
Oh, please do.
I don't know if recording stories are very boring now.
Not at all.
It's okay, I'll be rubbing hands together.
Is this live?
No, it's pre-recording.
Well, look, the guitar's gone down. It's going to be a story, Phil.
Yeah, so the good news, it turns out, about pandemics is that they allow you to kind of have time to kind of just really get into things like recording an album.
Yeah.
And pretty much I managed to record nearly two of them. And it was a really cool process because it involved me basically just having the time to figure out how to work out my home studio, which I was lucky because I had a really nice microphone and kind of a really old laptop, but it didn't seem to matter. And then I'd email the track over to Phil, who was kind of similarly shut up in his own house, and then he emailed back his bass parts and his vocals, and we kind of just got to compile it from that.
Oh, nice. How very lovely. Did you have Zoom calls and stuff like that?
We didn't want to see each other.
No. Come on. I was going to point that out. Yeah. Yes. Just had... things they used to call calls.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. Calls. I know, it'll never catch on, will it? Kids won't do it. Wouldn't do that if you can't see anyone. What's the point?
Yeah, I don't know. No. I'm not a fan of Zoom. Because I don't like seeing the picture of my own face in that little corner. And if you click on the wrong thing, you see a big face.
You're not alone. I mean, I don't mean about your face. I mean about, you know, people don't want to see their own faces coming back.
I think it's a barrier of communication.
I think so. Also, the room behind you go, oh dear, what a mess. I do remember when Annalisa Dodds got the very senior job at the Labour shadow cabinet, and it was early days and it was the beginning of the pandemic, and she hadn't quite got the we can see your room. And she was up in the attic with her laundry hanging up. I will never forget.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's baffling. Though,
it was crazy. Oh. We're like, what is that? Yeah, so Zoom, no. Calls, yes. You mentioned that you've got an album in the briny.
Yes, and do you know what? It's going to be released this Thursday on the 25th.
How good is that feel?
That feels amazing, and I'm just looking at your list of swear words, I shouldn't say, but it feels jolly good, yeah.
Ginger's on that list, so just watch it. It's true. Ginger is on that list.
When I was here with John, actually, I heard several words pass by that, right, in the wrong context, they would be
don't
totally...
Don't say ginger on air, because you will ginger, be taken off.
I shouldn't say ginger.
No, you should okay. not. It's on the list. The artwork is beautiful for In the Briny, and who's responsible for that?
A chap called Luke Sudlow, and he's Phil's neighbour, and we're very lucky to have him, actually, because he was excellent, actually, and it's been a long journey with Luke, and he did our logo as well, and he, do you know what, he sort of seemed to know exactly what we needed, and I'm very grateful to him. Yeah, it's good, it's funny, when you have a really good bit of artwork, I really feel I feel very proud of it. You know, it feels like it's a really. I feel like this. Yeah, this is. I'm happy about this representing me because it's maybe slightly punching over my weight. Even you know,
is it going to be on vinyl as well as CD and? Or is it a downloady cover? Or
I would love it to be, actually. I would love it to be. Yeah. So I've pressed some CDs up. Nice. I haven't done any vinyl. I'm not sure how many. You know what? If I got the If I felt like it, that was the way the wind was playing, I'd love to do that.
Well, Hector and Gavin pumped out a whole lot of vinyl. They only sell it in, not even Tokyo, somewhere in, like, Kyoto, I think.
Really?
Seriously, I'm not kidding. They got a contact out there. And they keep selling out. Whatever they sell over to Japan gets sold.
Really?
Amazing. This is one for Phil, I'm afraid. John from Objet d'Art here. The Magdalar is actually a pub in London.
Named after a part of the brain.
Part of the brain. The bit of the brain that you lose every time you go into that pub.
I've got no internet, so I can't...
He's got no internet. Folks, would you like to sing a song? Because, I want to get here as much as we can from Songbox Band, and not me yakking away. What are you going to play?
Should we do Walking Underwater? It's one of the singles that we released ahead of the album.
Beautiful.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4... It's like I'm walking underwater when I'm talking to you. I've got so much to say, but none of it gets through. I see your lips are moving. What is said, I've got no clue. It's like walking underwater when I'm talking to you. It's like I'm walking underwater when I'm talking to you. Nothing much has changed, but everything is new. Excuse me if I don't reply. From the depths beneath the blue, it's like walking underwater when I'm talking to you. Walking underwater, I let my mind go running
walking
free.
Underwater.
Got nobody bothering me.
Walking underwater.
I think the same is true. I can see it's like you're walking underwater when you're talking to me. It's like I'm walking underwater when I'm talking to you. Some of it you don't want to hear, some of it you do. Oh, but when you say you don't have time for me like I do for you, it's like walking underwater.
water when I'm talking to you.
Good. Who is that? That was so good. Folks, you've got the very uber, uber talented Songbox band. We've got Rob and we've got Phil. And that was beautiful. Love that track. So good. So good.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Really, really good. So that's on the new album.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, so basically, if,
yes.
Well, I don't know if it's okay to speak. But essentially what happened was that over all these years, and I'm in my 50s now.
Never in his 50s.
You wouldn't have thought.
No, not a thought. Not a thought.
What I've done is I basically gathered together all of my favourite songs that I hadn't yet recorded, and I realised that a lot of them had references to the sea, and I bundled all those songs together and have put them all in this one album called In the Briny, and Walking Underwater was one of those tracks that had a kind of a watery reference.
Love it. That is very, very gorgeous. Why don't you play another one while we're at it? Seriously.
Yeah, actually, we didn't even discuss what we're going to do. So okay. Should we do...
I love it. By the way, while you're discussing...
I've still got no internet.
Andy's still listening in Canterbury. He says, I'm liking the bass on this. And then he says, sometimes I twirl it and sometimes I just slap it. which is something like a hot reference, of course. He also says, 50, they sound like they're in their 20s. Yeah, you can come again. You can come again.
Definitely.
radio.
That's why we're on radio, baby. Oh, not me, them. Yes, no, fair enough. Is this what you would like to play, or is this just sound groovy? Yeah.
Two, three.
Some say it's right to sail tonight. The tide is high, and when it's time, I pack my bags, my threads, my rags, put out the light. Oh, and I can see the shape of things that time will bring, or anything. And when you leave, you'll throw a shadow over me. Say I'm on my way to brighter days, where sunlit rays come off of the sea, where I could be more at my ease. Oh, and plans in hand go retrograde, and passing cloud throws mistime shade. And when you leave, you'll throw a shadow over me. Left and lost in the dark, left and without a friend, left to make a new start. You'll throw a shadow over me.
You'll throw a shadow over me.
And you'll throw a shadow over me.
You'll throw a shadow over me.
You'll throw a shadow over me.
Thank you.
Some say it's right to sail tonight. The tide is high, and when it's time, I'll pack my bags, my threads, my rags, put out the light.
Oh, man. What was that track called?
Put Out the Light.
Put Out the Light. Absolutely brilliant. You guys are, well, you're blessed, quite frankly. You are very spoilt. We have Rob and Phil in the house, Songbox Band. Rob Abbott, Songbox Band, of course, Put Out the Light. In the Briny was the... Is that also on In the Briny album?
It is, yes.
So you mentioned, because I was kind of listening, you know, I'm showing. You mentioned in lockdown that you did two albums.
I know. Come on. Having just done this, made the.
Do you want me to play the tape back at you?
Did I? Damn. Because I think I have set the bar high by doing it, making it rather a concept. I don't even know if the. I think I've done nearly two albums. I think the.
Okay.
I'm not even sure how many. There's definitely basically a lot of tracks left off it.
Yes.
Which I'll then gather together and.
But In the Briny is a collection of Rob Abbott tracks all about the sea that go back quite a few years, right? So have you been reworking some old songs?
And some of them are fairly recent. I mean, it was just a good spread, and I just noticed that there's an odd line in some of them, and then some of them there's like a song called The Pirates, and then there's. And In the Briny itself, and Walking Underwater. It's some. Whereas Put Out the Light just has. Like a single line, but I didn't ignore that, and I just I just thought, oh, that's interesting.
And what about new stuff? How's that going? Are you working on stuff?
Well, sort of. I think we just want to get this thing over the line first and start to think about something different.
What would be the plan? I mean, have you got things in the pipeline for sort of live shows and gigs?
So we've got a big launch coming up this on this Thursday.
Tell us about that. Where's that?
It's going to be upstairs at the Folklore Rooms, which is up by the Quadrant. Yeah, so, and do you know what? I can hardly believe it, but we sold out.
Well, quite right. Damn right. Is it you guys on your own, or have you got other people? Anyone
We've
supporting?
We've got Marie Dance from Purple Shoes to do the opening slot.
Nice. So
that'll be good. And we've got a third member of Songbox, John Fowler from Dandelion Charm. I don't know those guys, and we're
very
lucky
well.
To have him. Gosh, Mr. it's so
Fudge
good.
Fingers.
Yeah, he's so brilliant.
Well, so every track will go on for 10 minutes. Then I mean, it's going to be.
Well, I'm not complaining.
No, nor am I. Love a bit of Dandelion Charm and John. Beautiful, beautiful people.
Yeah, so he's playing percussion with us and cajon. So it's really exciting, actually.
Yeah,
and
really
he's
good.
Definitely, and of course, he's. Brilliant singer as well, and he brings something excellent. So we're lucky to have him. So John mixed the album, and that's how we got to know each other, really. And we just
very special guy.
Oh, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, they both are.
Yeah, they are. Obviously, they are. So that is Thursday night, Folklore Rooms, and that's a launch. Are you going to have a few CDs at the back of the room to sell?
Right. And at the front as well.
And at the front of the room, a brazen, just like inside your chest, open your jacket up, go on, sell. Obviously, the Songbox Band merch, you've got mugs, posters, dartboards, the usual stuff.
Yeah,
you've got your flak jackets and stuff, good. On sale
T-shirts,
at the back.
Black.
Coasters.
Coasters and posters. Sounds good. But have you got another track to play us? Because
what should we do?
I just want you to keep going.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful.
Should you do it In the Briny yourself?
Let's do the title track.
Title track In the Briny.
Right.
Yes. Pick that beast up, my friend. Pick that beast up.
Folks, not the dog.
Not the dog. Put Bailey down. Folks, you've got Songbox Band here just playing their wares for you lovely people.
So this is called In the Briny. One, two, one.
Under a wave, this life's cut shorter by the water. Where's the sand? It's the threshold to the land. Here I am, man, I'm breathing in the briny. You're so close,
I could almost touch your hand. What do you say we don't take that boat out on the water? What do you say we don't take the skiff out on the sea? Ooh, what do you say we don't take that boat out on the water? What do you want from me? I'm only making time for later. I was just wondering what's for tea. Gonna pass on that hot potato. So see you later, Mr. Maker. Tell me, what do you want from me? Here I stand. Oh, my feet are sinking down into the slimy. I'm just so glad I've not been given to the sea. Here I am. Bathing holy water. Here I am, still unwilling to believe. Oh, what do you say we don't take that boat out on the water? What do you say we don't take the skiff out on the sea? Ooh, what do you say we don't take that boat out on the water? What do you want from me? I'm only here to swallow my pride. Take my troubles down to the quay. Float them off on away on a high tide, Mr. Sky High, on your big pie. Tell me, what do you want from me? Don't take that boat out on the water. What do you say we don't take the skiff out on the sea? Who? What do you say we don't take that boat out on the water? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Come on! Seriously! Absolutely beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you so, so much. You guys have been listening to, well, they just, you know, they just keep going, don't they, Songbox Band? Rob and Phil giving that vibe, baby, vibe. But thank you so, so much. It is sold out, but I've got to keep mentioning it. We've got the Folklore Rooms on Thursday, the absolute opening, the beginning, the, what should we say? The launch, thank you, honestly. I know. I'm going to fire all of them. Of the brand new album In the Briny. You guys can get it, I'm assuming, not only on all platforms, but where would you like them to go to? And anywhere special? Anywhere that you can actually...
They could head to our website, actually. That's a fine idea. And there's loads of bits of information of where we're playing and...
And what is the detail?
It'd be good to... we have a mailing list where we let people know what's what and what's going on. And get early bird.
And what is that? Songboxband.com?
It's actually robabbottmusic.com.
Of course. course it is. Why did I not know that? It's robabbottmusic.com. Please, folks, go there. Do not buy it from anyone else. They will treat you kindly. And if you are going to the gig, you're very lucky. Do walk away with a said pressed CD in your sticky paw. You will not be sorry. And yes, some people do have CD players still, so shut it, all right? folks, thank you so much, Phil and Rob. You are the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming
Pete.
In.
Thank you, Pete.
Honestly,
thank you.
That was
brilliant to be here.
Absolutely gorgeous. Sorry you can't go on for another half hour. Well, I am anyway. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
There's just one thing that I always listen to. Radio Reba, Pete Jones Radio Show.